DW News.
Hello, I'm Sertan Sanderson with the news. We begin on the border of Libya and Tunisia, where the UN found a mass grave with an unknown number of bodies in the Sahara Desert. It is believed that they are all migrants and refugees. Libya has rejected any culpability in the deaths, with Libyan Justice Minister Halima Ibrahim Abdel Rahman saying that the discovery of the mass grave did, quote, not align with reality. Tunisian authorities, meanwhile, are yet to comment. The developments follow the grim discovery of the bodies of at least 65 migrants at another site in the same region in March. Mali's Foreign Affairs Minister Abdoulaye Diop has announced that the withdrawal of his country from the Economic Community of West African States was irreversible. Diop added that the exit of Niger and Burkina Faso from the bloc was equally final. The three countries had earlier in the year announced their withdrawal from ECOWAS, claiming that the bloc was manipulated by France to impose sanctions on their military regimes. The governments of Senegal and Togo have recently been proactive in trying to resolve the fallout. Kenyan authorities have announced that security agents implicated in the abductions of the so-called Gen Z anti-tax and anti-government demonstrators will be prosecuted. That is according to local news reports. Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki said that police officers accountable for the deaths of 40 people and the kidnappings of scores of protesters would be investigated by independent and statutory agencies. Some of the victims, meanwhile, have also alleged that they were tortured during the 3 weeks of demonstrations held last month. President William Ruto announced that his proposed national multisectoral conference to find common ground and reconciliation will be held for 6 days starting on July 15th. You're listening to the news on DW. Russian authorities have issued an arrest warrant for Yulia Navalnaya, the widow of late opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in an Arctic prison under mysterious circumstances in February. A court in Moscow accused Navalnaya of being part of a, quote, extremist group. The 47-year-old currently lives outside Russia, but would face immediate arrest if she were to return. Last month, Navalnaya told DW that she intends to keep fighting against corruption in Russia on her husband's behalf.
The amount of letters of support and messages I get every day is extraordinary. And I see how so many people still come to Alexei's grave each day and how they lay down so many flowers there. They support me and I support them. But the biggest thing that continues to give me strength is the memory of Alexei.
And that wraps up today's news bulletin. Thank you for listening. I'm Sertan Sanderson.